welcome to another episode of Kodo Cinema, the podcast show where I talk about movies. I'm your host, Mark Kodo, a.k.a. Kodo Man. Before I discuss the topic for this episode, and to let you know, it is going to be a movie trailer, another movie trailer, and before I reveal what movie trailer is going to be, I have an announcement. Ever since I've been doing Kodo Cinema, I've been talking a lot about movies, and I've watched movies growing up, especially as a little kid, going into adulthood. But I've also seen my fair share of TV shows as well when I was little. But of course, with streaming service, it has become a thing too. But that being said, I want to announce that I am planning to do a spin-off podcast show for Kodo Cinema. That will focus on TV shows. And just like Kodo Cinema, where Kodo Cinema is the podcast show where I talk about movies, this spin-off podcast will focus on TV shows. And if you're all probably wondering, well, what's the name of the podcast? It will be called Kodo Vision. So Kodo Vision is going to serve as the spin-off of Kodo Cinema. Now, the new podcast is still in development, so I'm still trying to work around, so I'm still working around it. I have been pretty busy with work lately, taking for someone who is working multiple jobs while also doing this gig. So I'm trying to balance out my work life and, of course, social life as well. Of course, personal life too. So it's a lot to balance. But hey, you just got to go one day at a time. But yes, I am planning to do a spinoff titled Kodo Vision, which will be a podcast show where I talk about TV shows. Still working on the details. I don't know when it will launch, but like I said, one day at a time. But anyway, that's enough about that. So, what am I going to talk about? Well, apparently, almost a week ago, a new trailer dropped, and this one is from the DC Universe, and that would be the Joker sequel, titled Joker Folie à Deux. Now, Joker Folie à Deux is an upcoming American psychological thriller film directed by Todd Phillips and is written by Todd Phillips with Scott Silver. It is the sequel to the 2019 film Joker, loosely based on DC Comics characters, with Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as Arthur Fleck, aka the Joker. And the film will also star Lady Gaga, who will play the Joker's love interest, Harley Quinn. Other cast members include Zazie Beetz, who will reprise her role as Sophie Dumond, a single mother and Arthur's former neighbor, and of course, a former love interest too, because Arthur and Sophie, they were definitely a couple in the first movie for a little bit. Other cast members include Brendan Gleeson and Catherine Keener. And this also includes other cast members like Steve Coogan, Ken Leong, Harry Lotte, Jacob Laughlin, Leah Gill, and Sharon Washington, who reprised their roles as Gary and Arthur's social worker, respectively. So those are the cast members for now. I'm pretty sure there will be more cast members down the road. Now, before I talk about the trailer and give my own thoughts about it, and of course breaking it down as well, I didn't think the Joker film deserved a sequel. Like, when you really think about it, does every solo film need a sequel? Like, we really think about it. Like, you have films. One film, for example, Jaws, for example. Like, the first Jaws movie, the end of the movie, Jaws is defeated. He gets blown up by Sheriff Brody. And yet, there was a sequel 3 years later. A sequel. Jaws 2 came out in 1978. 3 years after the original Jaws film, which came out in 1975. Directed by Steven Spielberg. Thankfully, Spielberg did not direct the Jaws sequel. Thank goodness. But of course, that doesn't help because there were also a couple other Jaws sequels as well. But of course, we also have films where a sequel wasn't mentioned, but unfortunately, it did leave room open. Like Back to the Future, for example. Like the first Back to the Future movie, like Robert Zemeckis didn't plan on having any sequels to Back to the Future. But of course, the film ends with Marty's girlfriend, Jennifer, They all go in the DeLorean, going to the future. The last words from Doc Brown is just basically, "Roads, where we go, we don't need roads." Like, indicating that, we're gonna get a sequel. So we're getting more Back to the Future movies. And of course, it did. Two more sequels. And of course, another example, Batman Begins, it teased the sequel because the end of Batman Begins, we get the Joker card. Meaning, we're going to see the Joker in another Batman movie. But speaking of Joker, I don't think the Joker movie teased the sequel. When you really think about it, and Todd Phillips stated that the 2019 Joker movie was not set up to have a sequel. And he pretty much said it himself. He wasn't planning to have a sequel. But he also said, "We always pitched it as one movie, and that's it." Those were his words. Let me say this, and I quote from Todd Phillips: "The movie's not set up to have a sequel. We always pitched it as one movie, and that's it." He was gonna have it as a standalone movie, and that's pretty much it. The same can be said with the Space Jam movie as well. The first Space Jam movie came out in 1996, nothing was teased for a sequel. But of course, in 2021, we got Space Jam 2: A New Legacy, to which, yeah, that film had a different critical reception. Even though that one was a standalone movie, it was a sequel as well, a standalone sequel, if you want to say. But going back to Todd Phillips and the Joker, the movie didn't need a sequel. That's what he said. The film didn't need a sequel. However, to back up this claim on why we're getting the sequel, he would be interested in making a sequel, depending on the film's performance and if Phoenix was interested. Okay, so even before the film's release, Todd Phillips would be interested in making a sequel if the film performed well. And it did. The film performed very well at the box office, grossing over $1 billion. And Joaquin Phoenix, who played the Joker, won the Academy Award. He won his first Academy Award for playing the Joker. And I'll be honest with you, Joaquin Phoenix was great. He did a fantastic job. He played a very good Joker. Now, not as good as Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger holds up as the best live-action Joker. In my opinion, he holds up. No one is going to top Heath Ledger. Joaquin Phoenix, Jack Nicholson are the closest we're going to get to live-action Jokers. In terms of voiceover roles, Mark Hamill. Come on. You can't go wrong with Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill is the best Joker voice in the voiceover roles whenever it comes to voicing the Joker. But anyway, yes, this whole sequel idea was... It was an idea when Todd Phillips said in August of 2019 he would be interested in making a sequel, depending on how good the film's going to be, and of course if Phoenix was interested. But fortunately, he clarified, saying that no, the idea for this movie, we weren't going to set up a sequel. We're just going to have it as a solo film. But unfortunately, in October of 2019, Phoenix spoke to the journalist and Rolling Stone film critic Peter Travers of possibility reprising the role of Arthur, centering on Travers asking of Phoenix if he considers Joker to be his dream role. Phoenix stated, and I quote, "I can't stop thinking about it. If there's something else we can do with Joker, that might be interesting." And concluded, "It's nothing that I really wanted to do prior to working on this movie. I don't know that there is more to do, because it seemed endless, the possibilities of where we can go with the character." And to be honest, I can see where he's coming from. Like, when you think about the character, the Joker character, Joker is obviously one of Batman's most famous arch enemies. Like, he is one of the biggest villains in DC, and of course, obviously, the enemy to Batman. So I can see where he's coming from with that, because the Joker has popped up multiple times in comic books. And of course, media as well, like where it's like straight to DVD films or even theatrical movies as well. Hell, video games as well. The Joker has appeared in a number of video games as well. So it seems endless for this character. And of course, But also the fact that the sequel idea, like I said, from my point of view, do we really need a sequel? Like, the film ended with Arthur Fleck in Arkham Asylum, or at a hospital in Arkham Asylum. He's just there. He just runs around the Arkham Asylum, where the song "That's Life" is playing in the background. That's basically it. And then the title says "The End." That's basically it. It closes off with "The End." Well, of course, knowing how Hollywood would love to pull out sequels too. Even Top Gun came out with a sequel as well. Top Gun Maverick. That movie did very well. Grossed over $1 billion as well. But anyway, with the sequel for Joker being greenlit, you're probably wondering how much Joaquin Phoenix got paid for this movie. He was paid $20 million for his involvement with this movie. Yes, Joaquin Phoenix got paid $20 million for the upcoming Joker sequel. Also, Phillips also confirmed that the 2022 Batman movie with Robert Pattinson would not be set in the same continuity as Joker. Good clarification on that, Todd Phillips. And also, with James Gunn taking over DC, and this was dropped on February 23rd, DC Studios and CEO James Gunn confirmed that Joker Folie à Deux would be a DC Elseworlds project, taking place outside the main cinematic DC universe. So the upcoming Joker sequel will not take place in James Gunn's universe. So it's basically its own movie. But anyway, moving forward, there were ideas of having Harley Quinn appear in the film, and yes, it was confirmed that Harley Quinn would be in the movie, to which Lady Gaga was confirmed to play Harley Quinzel, aka Harley Quinn, the love interest to the Joker. By the way, Lady Gaga received $12 million for her involvement. And for the most part, that's basically it. And of course, the title, Joker Folie à Deux, the title alone, like, the meaning, Folie à Deux, is a French-derived term meaning madness for two. Well, it makes sense now. Well, it makes sense now because Joker and Harley Quinn are madly in love. Oh, wow. I see what you did there, Todd. I see what you did there, Todd Phillips. Oh, boy. Anyway, the film's budget is $200 million. And I'm just like, wow. How is this movie $200 million? Knowing the fact that Joaquin Phoenix got paid $20 million and Lady Gaga got paid $12 million. So what about the rest of the money? Where did that come from? Like, I don't even know where the rest of the money came from. Knowing the fact, and because all we know is Joaquin Phoenix got paid $20 million and Lady Gaga got paid $12 million for their roles. So both Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, they both got their money's worth. Well, let's just hope the money pays off. Because you're probably wondering, how will this movie top the original Joker movie? Because the original Joker film, which came out in 2019, the budget for that movie was $55 to $70 million. And it grossed over $1 billion. And that's not even a big budget film. And now with the sequel, it's a blockbuster. It's just it's a blockbuster right now. Like, wow, $200 million. Let's just hope the money pays off. Alright, let's get to the trailer. The trailer dropped on April 10th, and the trailer features a cover song, "What the World Needs Now Is Love," which features Sammy Davis Jr. and Tom Jones singing the song. But of course, the song plays throughout the entire trailer. So what's going on in the trailer? Spoiler alert for what I'm about to break down in this trailer. So the trailer opens with Arthur Fleck being played by Joaquin Phoenix. He is in Arkham Asylum, so basically taking place after the events of the first movie. And of course, Arthur sees a few other prison inmates, and one of them is Harleen Quinzel for the first time, and she's basically a new inmate. Now, Harley Quinn worked in Arkham Asylum, and she met the Joker in Arkham Asylum. In the comics, and then of course the two of them both fell in love madly, And then of course, like Harleen went from Harleen Quinzel to Harley Quinn, becoming the Joker's muse. We also get a quote from Harley Quinn, who sees Arthur Fleck for the first time, tells him that she hasn't done anything with her life. And then of course uses a finger gun to her head, similar to what Arthur did in the first movie. Basically, he was messing around, knowing the fact that Arthur Fleck is psychotic. That's the thing. I mean, nuts too. He is nuts as well. So basically, it hints that Harley and Arthur are definitely going to be a couple. The film also sees some of the Arkham Asylum officers telling the Arthur and the inmates, "We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves." That quote alone also states that that music will be introduced to the movie. So like musical numbers. So we're gonna get some musical numbers throughout the movie. And it is also stated that the movie will also be a musical film as well. Not a musical adaptation, an actual musical film. So basically, it'll be part musical. From the sound of that quote, that's what's gonna happen. I'm pretty sure this is backed up too. The film is expected to include 15 musical numbers, most of them covers of pre-existing songs, with the opportunity to feature one or two original songs. The film's composer, Hildur Guðnadóttir, is going to compose the Joker sequel. So Hildur Guðnadóttir returns to compose the film's score. Anyway, we get another shot of the trailer where it cuts to black, but unfortunately a stage light is shining down upon Arthur Fleck wearing like his Joker makeup, and it looks like he's about to sing. And then it cuts back to Arthur and Harleen sitting in the audience watching the show, and she tells him, "Let's get out of here." And it cuts to another scene where Joker and Harley are dancing under the moon, which is basically the set on stage. And then, of course, they both start dancing on stage. And then it cuts to the two of them dancing as well, but on the streets of Gotham City. And then the trailer keeps going with Arthur running from a couple of clowns in the streets, which I'm pretty sure there were the clowns from the first movie. At the end, more shots where we see the studio stage with a show called Joker and Harley, which could be the same studio stage that was used in the first movie, you know, where Murray Franklin's show, where Arthur Fleck was basically the guest on Murray Franklin's show, which obviously is basically which looks like the same stage and studio where Murray Franklin had his comedy show that Arthur Fleck made his appearance on. And then the trailer continues with Arthur being dragged by Arkham Asylum police officers. Then we see Harley walking up the stairs to the new county courthouse, where she and Arthur did the famous stair dance. Now, I'm not really sure if we're going to get another dance sequence where, you know how in the first movie we get the famous Joker stairs sequence? Like, the Joker dancing on the stairs in Gotham City is obviously one of the best parts of that movie. It literally not only became a meme, but literally an attraction. Like, the Joker stairs became an attraction. That tells you how great that dance sequence is in the first Joker movie. Now, I don't know if we're going to get another scene like that. I mean, we don't know for sure. We'll wait till that film comes out. You never know. But anyway, moving forward, we get a couple of scenes of Joker and Harley Quinn kissing, including some dance numbers on stage. And then, of course, a scene where a therapist tells Arthur, "What's changed, Arthur?" Arthur says, "I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about." Because when you really think about it, this quote does resonate a little bit. Like, you know how these therapy scenes, like, where, like, you know, like, what's going on with yourself? Has anything changed once in a while? Has anything changed with you? And, like, Arthur saying, "I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about." It's really coming together a little bit because Arthur is not alone anymore. He is with Harley Quinn now. So technically the Joker, Arthur Fleck, I should say, is not alone anymore. And so there's a little change. So there's that bit of a change right there. And then of course, the rest of the trailer continues on. We get more scenes, including Harley Quinn putting red lipstick on her lips to smile, you know, making her own Joker-like smile, like the Joker. And then the Joker is basically playing on what looks to be a piano, like with his hands in the air. Like he's sitting in front of the piano and he is shaking and raising his hands in the air with the song playing in the background. And then of course we get shots of riots and explosions going on outside in Gotham, to which it does brings you back to the first movie, where the end of the first movie sees the clowns throwing a circus riot in Gotham City. A couple of shots of that too, it's just basically riots and explosions. I don't know who's doing the riots or explosions. It's probably the army of clowns in Gotham City. You know, the madness is spreading, which I am pretty sure is going to be a big thing in this movie, in this sequel. And then of course the final shot of the trailer shows Harley Quinn drawing a red smile on the windowsill with her red lipstick, and tells Arthur, "I want to see the real you." And then Arthur smiles, and the red lipstick perfectly matches, perfectly connects and matches with Arthur Fleck smiling. And then the trailer ends. That's the end of the trailer. The trailer ends with the Joker smiling, and him smiling with the red lipstick that is on the windowsill, and is perfectly shot. Like, whoever shot that scene deserves an award. That is a good shot. Oh man, and it really sold on me, and it sold on me too, knowing the fact that, oh yeah, this movie looks promising, and I believe it. I hope the movie's good. That's the whole thing. I don't know if it'll top the original. It's gonna be hard to tell, especially with that $200 million budget, and then of course knowing the fact that we weren't expecting a sequel, so you never know. This movie might turn out good. But anyway, the film really focused so much on Joker and Harley Quinn, and it really makes sense. Like, when we really think about it, like, the film is setting up not only musical numbers but also the Joker and Harley Quinn, basically like the relationship. It's their wild and destructive love, and it really says something. Like, it's really teasing the love relationship to the Joker and Harley Quinn. And that's basically about it. But anyway, I'm just going to leave it off right there. So, now to me, I love the trailer. I actually like the trailer. I had doubts about this. I had a few doubts about this because I didn't think we need a sequel. But at the end, after watching the trailer, it changed my mind. Okay, this looks pretty good. But once the movie comes out, will the movie be good? Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see because the movie doesn't come out until October 4th of this year. So anyway, the movie will come out on October 4th. So it looks promising as of now. But anyway, that is a wrap on this episode. What did you think of the trailer for Joker Folie à Deux? Did you like the trailer? Did you not like the trailer? I would love to hear your thoughts. But anyway, that's a wrap on this episode. Thank you all for tuning into Kodo Cinema. I'm your host, Mark Kodo, aka Kodo Man. Remember to watch movies and stay positive.